Railroad Commissioner Michael Williams says the aim of his proposal is simple.
The intent is for us to pass a rule, to promulgate a rule, such that the steel service lines across the state are replaced and we enhance the safety of moving gas to your home.
Under the plan, cities and service areas that report over 25% of their pipes leaking in a 3-year time frame will have to replace the pipes with plastic. It has to be completed by the end of 2013. Utilities with fewer leaky pipes have more time to upgrade. Utilities with a leak rate less than 5% don't need to do anything. The move comes after some high-profile pipeline explosions, including one in the Texas Panhandle that left 2 dead.
Texas has more pipeline in the ground than any other place in the United States and probably any other place in the world, carrying volatile chemicals that are poorly maintained and not kept up to a rigorous testing schedule.
David Power is with the Texas Office of Public Citizen, a progressive watchdog group. He's unsure whether switching to plastic will improve safety, saying the real challenge will be ensuring regular testing of the pipes, something that could be complicated by plastic pipes.
You know, deploying an unknown new technology when they haven't been able to keep up with the very well-known traditional technology could put people's health and safety at risk.
Commissioner Williams wants to take public input on the proposal and hopes for a final vote in August. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.